We're drawing the Drasha Saran, we're up to page Kuf Hei in the Machon Shalem edition, page Reish Mem Gimel in the Mossad Harav Kuk edition. Kuf Chet in the Machon Shalem edition. So, the Ran had asked, how come the Navi expresses David's sin so harshly? Chazal tell us that David was always worried about his sin, and even he didn't sin as badly as the verses seem to indicate. So then, why were the verses written as though David sinned so badly? The verses, if you read them plainly, they say he slept with a married woman. Come Chazal and say, no, that's not really what happened. So then why do the verses express it that way? We find that the Torah covers up sometimes and doesn't tell us people's sins overtly. You have the story of Tzlavchad, where the Torah doesn't tell us that he was the one who desecrated the Shabbos. The Torah keeps it quiet. And the sages even asked Rabbi Akiva, why are you giving it away? Why should everyone know? So then, certainly David should have damned about this. So certainly the Torah should have covered it up. David asked Hashem, Kmo shamru biyoma, the Talmud tells us in Tractate Yoma, Shnei panasim tovim hiyu lehem liYisrael, Moshe veDavid. Moshe and David were two great leaders of the Jewish people. Moshe amar yikatev suchani. Moshe said, Rebbeinu Shalom, please write down what I did wrong. Let everyone know why I didn't merit to enter Israel. Hashem says, Hashem writes it blatantly in the Torah. Your faith in me wasn't up to par. You didn't sanctify me the way you should have, and that's why you're not entering the land of Israel. Moshe asked for that. He said, let everyone know what I did wrong. No one should say I did something terrible. They should realize where my sin was. That it wasn't worse than that. David amar al yiketev suchani. David asked Hashem, please don't publicize what I did wrong. Shneimar ashrei nesui pesha ksui chata. It says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, praised is one who merits that his sins are covered up. So if so, then why are the verses written in such a way that it seems like King David did such a tremendous sin? You're talking about adultery, the way the verses are written. It seems like he did a sin, he should have rather given up his life than committing that sin. But the answer here, the things that the verses say explicitly and the things that we have on tradition that are covered, they teach us fundamentals with regards to the concept of tshuva. Ukmo shamru rabotenu zal, the Talmud in Avodah Zarah says, Shim chata yachid uminu kalach etzel yachid. If an individual sinned, so then we can tell him, there was once an individual who did something pretty severe. You have no excuse. Look at David HaMelech. Look at what he had to contend with. Look at what sins he did, and he had to make up for them. So that the idea of what David did with Bathsheba had to be written so that no one would give up on themselves. Every person would know, hey, I might be bad, but if David could make it back from where he was, so can I. ולכן הכתוב הציע עליו כאילו חתך את גדול ועצום. And that's why the verse wanted to go all out against David and spell it out the way in heaven it was considered, like it was the sin with the greatest gravity. Because even though David's sin was not really on the level that the verse seems to indicate, our tradition is that his sin was of on a more minute scale than the simple reading of the verse. But nonetheless, היה נחשב לדוד כמו שהיה נחשב לאדם אחר שחטא כל מה שירו עליו פשעי הכתובים. On David's level, he slept with a married woman. On David's level, he committed adultery. Technically, did he commit adultery? No. Halachically, did he commit adultery? No. But his sin was the equivalent of someone else who committed adultery. So the verse writes it that way so that we can learn from it. Look at where David HaMelech, where he came from and where he got to. V'odia ha-katuv ki gam k'shiyachta adam chet atzum she'itkaper lo. So the verse came to tell us, David HaMelech sin, that had the gravity of adultery. And you know what? Even so, he attained atonement. K'mo she'nitkaper ze'avon le'David, im me'otoni re'atzum ipshatei ha-ktuvim. just as David attained atonement, even though the verses are a clear indication, they show us that his sin had tremendous gravity. So David should have really suffered based on his level. Those that are closest to Hashem, Hashem is most exacting with. Just as we see with regards to Moshe, Hashem says, "You didn't have faith in me." So Moshe has the slightest sin, and Hashem says, "You have no faith in me." Moshe has no faith in Hashem. On his level, David HaMelech committed adultery. On his level, that was adultery. And from here, we also learn another tremendous lesson. When a person does tshuva, he has to be aware of what he did wrong. Look at David. He didn't really sin. He didn't sin on that level. And yet he says, I'm always thinking about what I did wrong and how I perfect myself. A person has to have set times when he thinks over what he did wrong and how he's supposed to become better. A person has to analyze the details of his actions so that he will accomplish a complete tshuva. And after a person works on his tshuva, he should not be scared. A person shouldn't be worried, oy vey, what's Hashem going to do to me? People sometimes think tshuva involves fear. Tshuva involves not only remorse and for bettering oneself, but also the constant worry, oh boy, look at what I did, look at what's waiting for me. No. Aval ra'ui she'chazek ha'bitachon, on the contrary. When a person does tshuva, he should have greater faith. She'yivtach b'Hashem et levavo. He should put his faith in Hashem. Hey, I did tshuva. So Hashem is with me. Ki gam be'et ha'pchadim ha'gdolim ha'sakhanot ha'atzumot, ro'i she'chazek ha'adam levavo be'bitachon Hashem yitbarach. Even when there are real concerns, when there's real danger, a person should strengthen himself and have faith in Hashem, k'mo she'amar ha'katuv b'tchuvo b'cholet. As the verse says, one should consistently have faith in Hashem. U'pirash Rav Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rabbeinu Yonah explains in that verse in Tehillim, ki gam be'et ha'mfuchad me'od v'shesharei ha'tzala nu'ulot, even in the scariest of times, when the gates of salvation seem to be locked, Hashem yitbarach metzil achosim bo. Hashem, blessed be He, saves those that have faith in Him. There's a story, as a child, our principal told us the story. He told it to us with the names, and unfortunately I don't remember the names. There was a group of Hasidim that were with their Rebbe, and they were taken out by the Nazis to be shot to death. It was towards the end of the war. And they were standing in a line, and they were standing out in the forest. They had dug the grave they were going to be shot into, and they stood there, and one of the Hasidim turned to his Rebbe and said, "You taught us we should always have faith that at any minute Hashem could change things and make them good. And you know what? I just want to know, you know, we know what's about to happen. Do you still think that we should always have faith that at any minute things can change?" They're standing there without clothing, out in the forest, and the gunman is loading his gun. And the Rebbe says, "Of course, what's your question? Of course, you should always have faith." And as he loads his gun, and they're all standing there around the pit, they hear a noise. And everyone turns around, and an American tank starts charging. And so the Nazis all lift their hands. And they drop their guns, they lift their hands, and the tank stops. So they're all scared they're going to be shot. So they walk away from their weapons and stand on the side. And they try to do whatever they can to show, "We're not starting up with you, don't shoot."
Wait, because
the Jews right away run and grab the guns. And turns out that tank was an American soldier that got lost. He didn't know where he was. He lost his battalion, and somehow he ended up there. So they all waited until the Americans caught up, because really they didn't have the forces to take on the whole camp. So they're out in the forest with the Nazis now in captivity. This American soldier, the tank, and the Rebbe and his students who made it out alive of the Holocaust. A few days later, the troops caught up and they made it out alive. So we all know there were many people whose story did not end that way, right? But the lesson, a person sometimes does tshuva and walks away with a broken spirit. And tshuva is supposed to cauterize, it's supposed to strengthen the spirit. Now I know that I'm closer to Hashem, so now I have all the more reason to have faith in Hashem. Look at David HaMelech, all of Tehillim. He says, I know I did wrong, and I'm working on it. And so now I have all the more reason to have faith in Hashem. We saw earlier, tshuva can propel a person forward even beyond where he could have been had he not done tshuva. And so, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does it mean to have confidence in Hashem at all times? Even at the scariest moments, even when it seems like the gates of salvation are locked, Hashem saves those who have faith in Him. Ki gam tiye hapuranut klali, Hashem yitbarach metzid habotchim bo. And here he says a concept which is really a whole philosophy in and of itself. Even when there's a general plague, everyone's being wiped out, Hashem saves those that have faith in Him. And I have more stories to share, but we're short on time and we have to finish the chapter. So remind me, maybe after class, I'll tell you a few stories in this vein. Kmo she'amar ha'navi, as the prophet says, Tov Hashem lema'oz biyom tzara v'yodea chosei vo. Hashem is a great fortification in a day of harm, and He knows those that have faith in Him. U'v'shetef over kala yaseh mekoma ve'oivav yirdaf choshech. Yomar, the verse is telling us, Hashem yitbarach tov lachosim bo. Hashem is exceptionally good to those who have faith in Him. Ritzoni lomar, what I mean to say is, she'en mitnegim em b'midat adin. Hashem doesn't deal with them with exacting judgment. Aval b'dachei tuvo. Rather, Hashem treats them with His good, with His kindness. V'u yodeo mashgiach b'chosim. And He knows and He takes special care of those that have faith in Him. V'asher gam k'sheya shetef over mitaber. Even when there seems to be a flood and everything is getting swept away with the dangers and the harms and the damage that's coming, there's a war, there's a flood, there's a natural disaster, even so, Hashem only destroys that which should be destroyed. And those that have been exceptional, well, they get exceptional treatment. And we find numerous times that there was a decree from above that harm would befall a nation or an individual. And when they bettered their ways, so then the harm was annulled. We find this with the people of Nineveh, the king Chizkiyah. The prophet comes and tells him it's all over, write your will because you're dying and it's over. God sent me to tell you you're dying. He had an illness that was incurable medically. And the prophet came to tell him you're dead. And he did a complete tshuva and he was saved. What does Hashem tell him? Shamati et tfidatecha, ra'iti et imatecha. I've heard your prayer, I saw your tears, hineni yosif ani amecha 15 shana, I'm giving you another 15 years of life. Gam Nebuchadnezzar, even the wicked king Nebuchadnezzar, hisiyo Daniel Eitzah, we see in the book of Daniel, he gives him advice. Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, he's going to lose his kingdom, he's going to become insane, and Daniel tells him, you want to be saved. Lahin malka malki yishpar alach v'chatach b'tzdaka ferok. Therefore, my king, my advice should find favor in your eyes. Redeem your sin with charity. Give charity and you'll save yourself. And then it says in Daniel, that's what happened. All the years he gave charity, he remained sane. Then one day he said, what am I doing with all my wealth? Stop giving the charity. Boom! The decree comes out, he goes insane. That's what we see by him. The Talmud tells us at the end of tractate Shabbos, Masim Yivne Adam, Shayu Bnei Mavet Kefiat Teva Vechivi Gzerat HaKochavim. The Talmud tells us stories there about people that the doctors said they were dead men. It was over. the stars said it was over. Nonetheless, their actions annulled the decree. And this is the point that he's been reiterating throughout this speech, that we are not in the hands of nature. Yes, there's a natural course of things, but the whole idea of prayer, as he said earlier, is that Hashem gets involved even within nature. We are contingent on the Hashgacha. Hashem is watching each of us. And whether we will merit to have that special treatment where Hashem gets involved and says, okay, I'm going to change things for you, well, that depends on what level we are and our connection to Hashem in the mitzvot. This is the idea of Hashgacha Pratit that he developed throughout the speech. The idea that Hashem gets involved, and that's the idea behind davening. And through this, through keeping the mitzvot and living the life Hashem wants us to live, we will merit to longevity. As the verse says, take to heart that Hashem runs the world. Keep His statutes, His commandments that I command you today, so things will be good for you and your children after you. And so that you merit the longevity on this land, the land that Hashem gives you forever. Shabbat Shalom.